For Andrew Forsman, who joins us, Frank Coletta has drawn barrier two in a field of 19. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good news. Good to hear from you, Andrew.
Yeah, good to talk to you. And that field has literally just popped up. Barrier two is positive in a large lineup.
Yeah, it is, because I think the wide barrier cost there a bit last start. So no, we wanted a good barrier draw. She's got good gate speed and she'll be able to use it from there.
Okay, so good response from barrier two there. Mate, I was talking to Chris Gibbs earlier, and you've already sent three horses over. As I said to our listeners earlier, the top five home in the New Zealand Derby are expected to line up in the Rose Hill Guineas. You've sent Mongolian Marshal, Mission Hill and Vinda Dance. They all arrived yesterday?
Yeah, they did. They landed safely and they've arrived at Warwick Farm, so sounds like they've settled in well.
That's good news. Mate, just thought I'd grab you not only on those, but this horse today, what are we expecting with weather with you with the blinkers back on?
Look, obviously he's drawn 10 out of 10 and we just really want to see him go a good positive, you know, positive race, knowing that 2,000 next time he'll be fit for. So we don't have massive expectations today. I see he's come up a bit of a loose sort of favourite, but hard to line up really how he measures up against some of these sort of midweek horses.
Yeah, understand. With the blinkers back on and from that draw, what's the thought? Do you go forward or how do you see it?
Oh, look, no, we'll leave that up to Kieran. He's a good enough jockey. I don't think it'll matter too much wherever the horse is happy. We just thought he was a little bit, he was okay fresh up without having a lot of spark. His only win has come with blinkers on, but then he did over race in them in the Victorian Derby. So blinkers back on today. Hopefully that just switches them on a little bit. We still want to see them race tractably.
Sting out of the track here. We've had some rain out at Warwick Farm, mate. Is that a positive?
Yeah, wouldn't worry him either way. He's got a good action, so he can do top of the ground, but doesn't mind a bit of cutting it.
Okay. And just off the run at Ellerslie, I'm just listening to you that I guess it's hard to work out what the locals are here, but maybe just we're looking for 2,000?
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to line up him against the others today without any real confidence to say, yeah, we want him to be winning. We just want him to go a good race, and Kieran will give us a good line as to how he feels and what he thinks heading forward. He's sort of proven himself against the better of what's around over distance of his age group. So we know he's thereabouts. We've just got to get him, you know, toward the Derby in good order.
Okay. And just on those Rose Hill Guineas runners, you're going to bring over jocks, or have you got any organised with a trio of them?
We're bringing one. I think we've got another one organised, and I'm sure Murray's working on the last one for next Saturday. So I think, no, Murray's got it in hand anyway.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Mate, we look forward to seeing weather with you today, and those three, we'll talk more about them next week, mate. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Cheers, Andrew.
By the way, Bonneval, how's she going?
Good. Actually, her scan after obviously that setback and put her out for the autumn, her previous scan we've just had done is very positive. So it sounds like she'll have a good break now. We'll prepare her for a spring campaign and hopefully, you know, that leg holds up. But all things look pretty positive at this stage anyway.
That's good news. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Cheers. Bye.